Do you want Ruth to live in her own home? Again, I say to you, have people with disabilities not already borne the burden of Wisconsin's budget?
Disability advocate Lisa Pugh gave tearful testimony opposing cuts in community programs, programs that allow people to stay at home instead of going to an institution. The governor's budget had increased funding. Joint Finance deleted that funding. Republican member of the Budget Writing Committee, Senator Mary Lazick, told the group the choices were difficult.
We are a state that provides many very nice programs to many very nice people, and we would like to continue that, but the handwriting's on the wall that we can't.
Seniors are also upset because while the governor increased enrollment fees for senior care, Joint Finance hiked them further. The committee also increased copays for brand-name drugs and further increased senior care deductibles. Thomas Frazier of the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Group says his lobby liked the governor's version better.
We felt the governor's budget was to a large extent a share the pain budget because he did whack providers as well as seniors and so forth and senior care. But I think the Joint Finance budget was a shift the pain budget. They shifted it to seniors and people with disabilities.
Governor Doyle says the Republican budget counts on too much money from the federal government for state medical programs. Republicans say they'll work hard to get that money and plug it into state programs as they get it. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.